pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Any public comments? Hearing none, we'll move to item four. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to approve consent agenda, yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, great. 5.1, presentation and discussion by Greenhouse regarding the August 25 update. Good morning, Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen. Hope everyone's having a good morning.
Morning. Thank you.
Can y'all see this?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Awesome. So this morning, I'm going to review our overall summer campaign results as well as our August performance. So moving into our summer campaign overview, this is taking a look at April to August when we launched our summer campaign. So this summer, our campaigns have delivered strong efficiency across the board. Our impressions held steady, but in August, we did see that our clicks tapered a bit with seasonality. However, year-over-year performance remained very strong. You'll see the percentage increase on these slides, with impressions, clicks, and sessions all up by over 30% year-over-year. Each channel played its role. Expedia drove the biggest revenue impact. Sojourn showed real strength in the mid-funnel, and TripAdvisor helped expand awareness in the travel space. Again, social was our top engagement driver, with Meta consistently outperforming our click-through rate benchmarks, and TikTok extending our cost-efficient reach. Google Search and Performance Max continued to anchor the conversion growth on the website, while display proved especially efficient in the birding and family pillar messaging. On the video and audio side, Connected TV maintained near-perfect completion rates, with Spanish audio performing extremely well before concluding in August. Overall, the campaign scaled efficiently and continued to build momentum in August.
When you're measuring the OTA deliverables, are you just getting hotel data there?
We actually receive, so right now at this stage, Expedia is the only partner that is able to provide provide room night data month over month. And they actually provide us data on both hotel room nights and VRBO bookings as well, vacation rental bookings.
Okay. I'd be interested the breakdown on that, but yeah, okay. I'm always interested in seeing the breakdown between the vacation rentals and the hotels, and we'll talk more about that later today.
Yeah, of course. And this room nights includes both hotels and vacation rentals. We do get reporting broken out separately, so I'm happy to break that out in the next board report, so you can kind of see hotels versus vacation rentals.
Do you want her to do that, Tom, or send us a copy of that Expedia report?
I mean, yeah.
Either way. I mean,
whatever is easiest for you. You can probably just forward that Expedia report, if our team doesn't already have it, over to Tom so he can take a look at it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to send that
Thank
over.
Thank you.
And then also at the end of the campaign, so at the end of this fiscal, we will get a roll-up from TripAdvisor. They just can't provide us that data month over month, but we will get a full report from them on room nights. So this is kind of just a directional look at room nights from Expedia, but I can send over that report right after this. So moving into campaign performance, so we will kind of talk about the OTAs again, Expedia, TripAdvisor, and Sojourn. So you'll actually see right here the breakout. Expedia in August reported 274 hotel room nights and 323 vacation rental nights. And that performance was led by the VRBO properties that captured the largest share of bookings and returns. So we do get it broken out, and I will share that report right after this.
Are we looking at data year over year, or are we looking over last month?
So this data specifically is the last month, because I'm not sure how the campaign was run last year since it was through Zimmerman, but we can double check with Expedia to see if they have any year over year data just based on what Zimmerman ran last summer.
Because of our seasonality, month over month doesn't always give us a whole lot of indication.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we're just a little bit limited just with the transition, but we can always reach out to those partners, those longstanding partners like Expedia that might have some more intel. So I can definitely reach out to them and see if there's any year over year data as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Sorry. Hi, it's Arnie Krennan. How much did we spend total on Expedia in this period? Do you know?
That is a great question. I can pull it up very quick, or Casey, I don't know if you're able to pull that up. We did have,
right now.
Thank you. We did have just kind of in fluctuations in terms of our, how the summer, because the summer kind of tapering down before we launched the new fiscal year, we did have our spend decrease on Expedia in the month of August. So it's probably, I'm not going to try to guess. Casey can pull that up.
We spent in total, our budget for Expedia was 61,000. So I would say approximately 10 to 12,000 would be the number.
Okay. Is there a way when you do the performance thing to add that in there?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be great.
Taking notes. Of course, we can definitely add spend per month for all of the channels.
Perfect. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
High level, in terms of the OTAs, as I mentioned, in August, the OTAs worked together to drive both bookings and visibility. As I mentioned, Expedia led the way with more than 150,000 in gross bookings across both hotel and vacation rental nights, with a very strong return on ad spend of 16 to 1. Even though spend was cut about half, Expedia remained our strongest revenue contributor. Sojourn showed strength mid-funnel, showing over 500 confirmed travelers and 203 hotel room nights. TripAdvisor rounded out the mix by delivering steady impressions and site sessions, keeping South Padre visible to travelers early in their planning process. Moving on to social media, so Meta and TikTok. Social, again, was our highest engagement driver, though we did see some shifts in performance month over month. Meta continued to exceed our expectations with video-first campaigns delivering a click-through rate of about 6%, which is nearly four times the benchmark on Meta. Our Mexico-focused ad sets were our top performing on social media, Meta specifically. And then TikTok contributed the bulk of the impression growth month over month. Our impressions increased 16% month over month. But as expected, it's a less of a click-focused platform. So we did see some fluctuations in our overall clicks on social media. Together, the two platforms are really striking a balance between that broad reach and then the high-quality engagement that we receive. Moving on to Google Search and Performance Max. Google campaigns remained a cornerstone of our conversion growth in August, delivering above average engagement and an efficient value in the website and text signups, email newsletter and text signups. Performance Max played a complementary role by capturing a wider audience while still driving measurable conversions like visitor guide submissions, text alerts and newsletter signups. While clicks dipped slightly month over month, overall conversions continue to trend upwards, underscoring Google's reliability in delivering results.
Month and too many things.
Sorry, did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry. It's just I'm just mumbling to myself. Month over month. Okay. Month over month.
No worries. Really, I know the mic's anything. Right there, so I just want to make sure.
Thank you, though.
Of course. On the video and audio side of things, performance stayed strong in the month of August. Connected TV once again held a nearly 97% video completion rate, which signaled excellent audience attention and engagement with our content. Audio streaming gave us a broader reach, delivering more than 260,000 completed listens at a very efficient cost. A highlight here was the Spanish language audio placements, which produced click-through rates at more than three times the average, showing real value in that bilingual messaging. August was the final month for our audio placements as we kind of taper down before relaunching the new campaign in October. So we'll carry those learnings into our future campaigns. For display or pillar messaging, display campaigns also performed above benchmarks. We averaged 0.22% click-through rate against a 0.14 benchmark and maintained strong cost efficiency. The birding and family pillars were the standouts in the month of August, consistently delivering top-tier engagement across the markets. In fact, birding in Mexico more than doubled the average click-through rate for the month of August. These results reinforce the value of running that pillar-based messaging alongside our broader campaign efforts, as we know. So we are continuing these efforts into the new fiscal year and the new campaign as well. So closing out the advertising campaign performance across the board, we're seeing really strong efficiency with each channel delivering on its unique purpose. So the OTAs leading in revenue, Meta driving engagement, Google converting signups, and display and video really reinforcing that awareness layer. While we did see some of the individual metrics shift month to month, overall the campaign continues to perform above the benchmark and building momentum as we head into the new campaign launch in October. In terms of website performance, I know we have a few slides here, but I'm gonna kind of breeze through these so you can see just overall the really strong increases year over year in total users, new users, and total sessions, all saw really strong increases, over 50% increase year over year. So from a website perspective, we're really seeing the impact of all this activity on the advertising front with traffic more than up 55% year over year. And of course, that's not just returning visitors, the growth is also coming from new users, which is really exactly what we want to see. And then in terms of the top pages, I know there was...
Do you have any idea what's driving the new users? I mean, what are we doing right that's bringing in new users?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say pretty much all of our prospecting campaigns. So across the board, we're running both retargeting and prospecting campaigns. I would say that our prospecting campaigns are really driving those new users. I can do a full deep dive on kind of the percentages per platform where those new users are coming from.
Do you have access to Google Analytics, Tom?
Offer this for our website?
I don't think I do.
Good. Really what he would just need is a snapshot of the channels year over year on traffic. And I know you're correct that it's a combination of all efforts being made on those different channels that it's connecting with. Sometimes it is scary to see such a huge increase because you, to Tom's point, why? What happened? So
definitely.
Thank you for understanding.
We'll pull that. I think a part of it is too, we immediately shifted to more digital channels than what you were running last year. There was a much heavier mix of print that doesn't typically drive that sort of response. So we have just generally more invested in the summer months in digital that is going to drive that traffic. But Rachel and I will send over some source data to prove that out.
Want to keep doing the good things we're doing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And this is taking a look at all of the website users. So not just our advertising campaign, could also be coming from, you know, the PR efforts and, you know, the SEO and all the other efforts as well.
Right. So I suspect we'll be up on all channels there.
Yeah. We want to give credit to all the channels that are performing well.
Very good. Thank you.
Of course. And then the last page, I know there was some discussion about that 1 second engagement time last time. So I wanted to just dig into that a little bit. So this is kind of a switch in reporting view. So previously, the family Espanol page was the highest driver of sessions, and that page was reporting that average engagement time of just 1 second. So I dug deeper into this, and it turns out it's more of a reporting artifact. As you know, GA4 has a lot of its own terms in dissecting the data. So it turns out to be more of a reporting piece than true lack of interest. So the one second metric comes from GA4 grouping together multiple of those Spanish language pages under one title, which pulled the average significantly down. So when we isolate the specific Espanol homepage, as you'll see on this slide, which I'm sure is kind of an eye chart for y'all, the engagement time is closer to 5 seconds. And more importantly, the active user ratio is high. you know, pretty significant active user ratio, 19,000 sessions and 14,000 active users. So meeting our people are interacting briefly, obviously 5 mm-hmm. seconds is anything to write home about. But the takeaway is that the page is functioning as a quick reference landing point. And moving forward, we'll adjust our reporting to focus on kind of this page path data with more accuracy and explore opportunities to enrich that Spanish language content, potentially with stronger calls to action or cross-linking once that content is built up on the website to ensure that we're sending people to the right place on the website.
Very good. Thank you.
Of course. And that wraps up our presentation. Are there any other questions? We have a few follow-ups, so I appreciate, you know, the commentary. We always want to make these reports as helpful as possible to y'all. So we have a few follow-ups, and we'll incorporate all of those, all the feedback into next month's report as well.
Very good. Yeah, anything else, Tom? Of course, send a bolt list over to Cindy, and they can get some stuff together for you.
Yeah, of course. We have all the data, and we want to present what's most valuable, so we can provide any of that as well.
Will we start getting other market data soon? Comparisons, average daily rates, occupancy rates compared to other markets.
Hi, April, Director of Communications. That'll be at the during our presentation for the VSPI monthly report this month.
Thank you, ma'am.
That other, I think you were copied on that email, April. It was that new dashboard system to add, I don't care who you add, I guess, but obviously me and Tom on there. I'm hoping they can just create a user and just add us to the account, because I think he knows how to click around and see all that stuff. If it's ready for you, the dashboard, it's called, you know what it is called.
Tourism Economics, that dashboard, yes.
Yes, that's the dashboard I'm referring to.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully it's just easy to add you to that account, Tom. You can click around and see.
That would be wonderful, thank you.
Yeah, Sean, the overall goal is to have everybody copied and sent.
Yeah, if you're comfortable with it, if it's accurate, you know, whatever. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want us to see something that's not correct. Okay. Gentlemen, anything for Greenhouse? Okay, Greenhouse, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course, thank you all.
Thank you. All right, we'll move to 5.2, presentation and discussion by UTRGV regarding the role of short-term vacation rentals in SPI tourism. Mr. Goodman.
Mr. Michael Flores was to have been with us this morning, but was not able to make it, so you're afraid you're going to have to listen to me. So okay. I apologize for that. So if we can bring it up on the screen.
Yeah, it's full for you, or it's on the screen.
There you go. That's great. This was a study that was done. Data was collected last year and has been analyzed and done. And we, as a Vacation Rental Managers Association, went and commissioned this study because we wanted to really begin to understand in more detail the importance of our vacation rental market and more particularly the importance of professionally making vacation rental market on the island. And there's really some very interesting things that come out of this. First of all, as you can see, the majority of visitors, 43%, prefer VRMs over hotels, especially for four-night stays. Now, when you look at that, you got to look at the next page for it to make more sense. So if you'll go to the next slide, you'll see that really what they're taking into consideration there are the day trips. They've got some hotels, the condos, the family, you know, staying with families, and then others. So the 43% is above the 36% in the hotels in terms of the stay, but they bring into consideration the other options as well. So it's just interesting that a lot of people prefer to stay in vacation rentals. That becomes kind of the first concept and idea that we need to see there. Okay, next slide. It's really very interesting, too, that you've got longer days. Obviously, this is really not rocket science on this one, but that you got longer stays in your vacation rentals than you do in the hotels. People staying in an average of 4 days. And why is that important? Because they spend more money, they're here longer, they more hotel tax. So the longer we can keep them, the better. And so we can know that vacation rentals is the place where they're gonna stay longer. So keep going. Customer satisfaction, 86.3% of visitors were either satisfied or very satisfied with the service provided by VRM companies. I think this becomes really important to note, and we can go into this in more detail, is that this is where a lot of the importance of your professionally managed associations also come into play, to making sure that the individuals do receive or and satisfied with what it is. Expectation versus reality, 61.2% of visitors said that the VRM met their expectations, while 20.5% said it exceeded expectations. This has been an interesting trend over the last probably 10 years. COVID really did this for us. It took people out of the hotels and pushed them into vacation rentals. Vacation rentals have become more of a mainstream alternative to travel than ever before. About 10 years ago, maybe 30% of the country had ever stayed in vacation rentals. Now we're up to about 80%. And that being the case is what vacation rental managers then have to do, is to step up their game to be able to meet that demand and to satisfy the needs of individuals who come out of hotels and into vacation rentals. We've marketed our properties on Expedia. This is versus Vrbo and Booking. And people there were always more difficult really to handle a lot of times because they're expecting hotels. And so we've had to make a lot of changes and that's changing. But for people coming out are very satisfied with the services provided when your formal state, professionally managed vacation rentals. Next one. Properties with professional management reported higher satisfaction and better reviews than hotels. And so, that becomes a really interesting point as well, that where the professionally managed condominiums showed a higher satisfaction rate amongst the guests. To me, it becomes, having been in this business for a while, it becomes fairly obvious because we're able to give them a secluded place. They can not just go into a room with four walls and a couple of beds and a TV. You now have a whole condominium or a whole home that you can go into, and it really becomes a way away, and it just really becomes a great alternative, and the satisfaction rate shows that. So, next. Guests who experience issues report an 80% resolution rate, validating the rate of responsive management. This becomes critically important as well, to be able to respond to issues that vacation rental people have. In a hotel, you can call a front desk, and so people get a little bit concerned about going into a vacation rental and, am I going to get type of service? And so, again, the professionally managed properties do a great job of responding. I know I got a 24-hour front desk where people respond. People have to do this, take calls all the time and day or night, but full maintenance staff as well. Next one. VRM encourages repeat visits and longer stays. I was really fascinated by this one when I looked at this. Visitors who stay in vacation rentals are more likely to return several times a year, 55.9%. I was actually quite surprised at that. We are looking at a place where you've got a visitor that comes down, stays in a vacation rental, and they are more likely to visit multiple times a year to the island. And ladies and gentlemen, this is families, this is more visits, this is longer stays. All of these things just lead to dollars in terms of what we're doing, a better clientele for what we're dealing with out here on the island as well. Let's go one more. The economic impact, representing 52.8% of the total sales receipt. Short-term rentals like VRM now form the backbone of South Padre Island's tourism tax base. For the last 4 years, I think at least consistently, we have been vacation rental hotel tax contributions have been anywhere from 42 here, like it said, 52 here to 54% or 55%. We're depositing more money in the accounts of the island for tourism than the hotels. And we need to take that seriously. We need to really look at it very, very seriously. I've said it before, but now here it is a little bit more firmer position, third party opinion. One more slide. I think we got a few more. These are just kind of the breakdowns of the contributions during these months. Next slide. Promoting awareness of the term vacation rental management can help convert more third-party bookings to direct VRMA channels. I've said it before. Airbnb is a generic term, which, you know, as people go stay in an Airbnb, that's really not that's not the correct term for a vacation rental property. It's like saying diapers versus Pampers. It's like saying Formica Kleenex. Instead of Kleenex, you know, any of those kinds of things. Yeah, the brand has kind of taken over the space. The brand name has taken over the space. But we really need to figure out, and in my opinion too, it's like saying spring break instead of family spring break. We're coming up with other terms. We have to be careful how we use our words in the industry because people are going to interpret it differently. But promotion awareness of the term vacation could help, you know, a lot more third-party bookings. That's pretty straight. Okay. This is where this comes in. Familiarity with VRM, a large portion of visitors were not familiar with the term vacation rental management. While 7.3% were highly, the average family score was 2.8 on a scale of 5. So people don't know what the term means. We're not doing a good enough job here of marketing the fact that we've got a absolutely incredible inventory of vacation rental properties down here on the island. And we're missing that. People are not seeing that. We need to help to educate them on what the term is. We need to help them to understand that. I think there's one more slide. The implications, you can read through. This is important. Survey respondents consistently identified several key advantages of professionally managed VRMs, particularly in comparison to self-managed properties. This is important here. We're talking about because we as a VRMA association have been before you several times and tried to stress why it is that we as the professionally managed properties out here don't need to be categorized with some of the one-off problems that we have out here on the island. And instead of working, you know, it feels many times like, you know, we've been worked against instead of for, to help promote that kind of stuff. And I hope we understand now why a little bit more, and we can certainly do some more research into this, why it becomes important to support your professional managers instead of try to work against them. I'm passionate about this, I guess, for a couple of reasons. But ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you watch the other coastal markets, Florida markets and other areas, where what have they done away? They've done away with a lot of their spring break stuff. They've gone more family-oriented, and this is why. This is exactly why they've done that. And I think that's something that we need to consider taking a much stronger look at is just not the – I mean, the hotels, we love them. That's great. They're an important part of this. But this becomes really central to who it is that we – if we – you know, in terms of branding and who we are and what we become. So these are – and there's a lot of things that come from this. So any questions?
Do we know the total number of units available for vacation rentals and hotels? I mean, I know it's out there, but do we know offhand?
It's about 2,400 right now. I'm sorry, you can go to
vacation rentals?
You can go to the website, yeah.
Yeah, we're closer to 2,400.
You know, how many?
2,400.
In hotel rooms? We're at 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, you got a situation where you've got fewer vacation rentals producing more income for the, because your ADRs are higher. You're renting two rooms or three rooms instead of just one room. You know, there are hoteliers out here that like to come out here and say, well, I manage so many, we handle so many rooms out here on the island. Well, between me and Will Greenwood, number two here out there, we manage twice as many rooms and kitchens and living rooms as well. I mean, we manage a lot of properties. So I we're earning income for it. Here it is. Questions?
Did you learn anything very much from this, or is this
came out
what you pretty much have already learned?
I'll tell you what surprised me the most, and when I went into this, was the amount of people that come multiple times to the island out here. Our repeat business is much bigger than we realize, and I was surprised by that.
Just to clarify, so for like the month of July, Tourism Economics said for the 31 days, we had 2,846 daily rooms available in market that they were recording through key data. So thank you for July.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Goodman or anybody else?
This information is available to anyone, so happy to share it, happy to have that conversation with anybody.
Just curious, did it say on the repeat guests, did it say, was it more people closer in, like valley-wise, or is it...
Don't know. We need to be able to do some research on that.
Yeah, there's something there, for sure. I don't think we talk about that enough, honestly. Repeats. Anything else from Mr. Goodman? Okay. Very good. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. We'll move to 5.3, presentation and discussion regarding the VSBI monthly report. Events. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Luis Rios, Event Experience Coordinator. I will be doing the special events recap for August. We did have TIFT. They were July 30th through August 5th. With an attendance of 1,145, as well as Ladies Kingfish Tournament, August 8th through the 10th, with an attendance of 450. And then for October, we're pretty busy. We do have Sandcastle Days, October 2nd through the 5th, with an attendance of 1,000 people daily. Wine for Wishes, October 3rd and 4th, with an estimated attendance of 1,000. We do have Spyland Games, October 3rd and 4th as well, with an estimated attendance of 600. The Ride for Rotary on October 4th, with an estimated attendance of 500. The annual Walk for Women, October 12th, with an estimated attendance of 500. And the Dia de los Muertos 5K Run and Festival, October 25th, with an estimated attendance of 1,500. Any questions?
I'm optimistic about 5K. That sounds great. That's good, if that's accurate, 1,500. Cool. That should work. Hope you have good weather.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
How is everybody? Myra Nunez, Sales and Services Manager for Visit SPI. For group sales for the month of August, we had total sales leads sent out of 39 with a potential room night of 4,568. We contracted 2,865 and we actualized events 15 at the convention center and with an additional 19 assist in our hotels. So it was a busy month for us in August.
Very good.
Thank you. And as I mentioned last month, I highlighted two of the events that took place at the convention center, one being Neighbors in Need of Service, which the acronym for that is NINOS, and they hold all the Head Starts in the Rio Grande Valley. They had over 500 attendees. Mm. The uniqueness about this organization is the fact that, particularly for this event, they had to get out of their comfort zone and also collaborate with the hotels to host additional breakouts, educational breakouts for their attendees. They don't, for this event, they do not do a lot of room nights. The return on investment there is their attendees. It's a four-day event. They eat here and they stay here. They bring their children. They do it an extensive weekend stay. And again, it's not only the revenue that has brought us to the convention center, but also to the hotel, because they do offer the lunch and the breakfast at both locations. Texan Narcotic Officers is another huge event that happened during August. It's always well attended. We draw a lot more people being on the island. They had a total of probably 585 registrants. That is up from their usual 400. A total of 700, that's because they do a huge, huge exhibit on their vendors. So between their vendors, the booths, they had about 100 booths, and then also their facilitators, their speakers, their educational attendance that was here. They did something different. They did everything digital for their attendees, so this was new on the roster for them. They get TCO credit, so a lot of these officers came in and stayed for the whole week. They contracted 2,151 room nights. As of today, we've collected and they've actualized 1,900 room nights. So it was very close from what they contracted. So we definitely want to bring them back. We were on a two-year rotation, and right now we're looking to bring them back in 2029.
Great.
So we'll go out to bid for that in 2029. Some of the travel that we did this in the month of August, Mariana did absolutely amazing. She attended the Student Youth Travel Association. The acronym is SYTA. It was held in Savannah, Georgia. It brings together a lot of meeting planners and youth organizations, not only for high school and for junior high and high school, but also into college and university. And this is a growing market for us. It was very heavy before COVID, and it's coming back. All of these planners do travel for the choirs and the senior trips and things like that. So it's definitely something that we want to continue attending. We hold a year membership with them, and we want to continue attending the trade show. We met new clients, and we're hoping to, you know, generate more leads out of this attendance. Mm-hmm. That's it for me. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
Good job, Myra.
Hi, good morning. Mauricio Cervantes, website and data specialist for Visit South Padre Island. Starting off with the consumer engagement updates for texting for the month of August, we got another 334 new signups. Every week, people just keep signing up more and more for these texts that we send out every week. And for the newsletter, we got another 201 new signups for August. So the total now is 2,400 for texting and about to hit 27,000 for the newsletter. One thing we want to highlight, too, is that we did also come back from the UT Austin Marketplace. We'll have more details on the event next month. But for those, for the collegiate body, we got 900 leads. That includes both their emails and phone numbers. And those are already available in the partner extranet, so y'all can access them. And for the textings, the other thing I want to highlight is that the Birding Center gave a personalized thank you because the Big Padre birthday that happened last month, they reached out saying that a lot of their attendees showed that they got there because of the text, because they were there the week of. They saw the text and they ended up going to see Big Padre eat his brisket.
Oh, awesome.
Sweet.
For the website, as we mentioned previously, the blogs were, a lot of them were outdated, and we want to just pump out new content so that way people can stay longer on the website, read more about what the island has to offer. So we have two new updated blogs that were released last month, which were Fishing, Food, and Fun on SPI, highlighting more about the fishing opportunities and Cook Your Catch. And, of course, Labor Day weekend, we were pushing Labor Day a lot. New blogs that were freshly produced were the Escape the Weekend Rush, SPI Weekday Itinerary, pretty much the advantages of coming to South Padre Island on the weekday, ease of traffic, more opportunities to
very good
do everything. And then Discovering the World of Ecotourism in South Padre Island Water, highlighting the RGV Reef, diving opportunities, and what it does for the fishing community. And those were
great.
Any questions? Awesome.
Thank you, man.
I'll be back.
Good job, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denise Villalobos, Social Media and International Affairs Specialist. So these are the August top posts for Facebook. Of course, we were pushing the Labor Day fireworks reminder. So, of course, people are always excited to come over to the island, spend their long weekends, and see a fireworks show. The second one was World Photography Day. This post in specific was just kind of like a call out for people to submit their pictures. We had a very good response out of this post. And also one thing that we wanted to highlight as a result of this post, one was the engagement, of course. And then the other one is that, you know, although a lot of people just read, hey, submit your photos, and then they start posting their photos within the comments, that just goes to show that people are, you know, going back to the point that about repeat visitors or people that still want to revisit South Padre Island, we notice how excited they are to always share, you know, their good times, their good memories and everything, you know, that they've done while visiting South Padre Island. And then the third top post was hopping on the trend of the popular TV show, The Summer I Turned Pretty. And we associated the main characters of this series with different island locations based on their personalities. So people were positively reactive to that post as well.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The top post for Instagram was, you know, following also on the trend of Taylor Swift and how she, you know, generates buzz around everything that she does. And so, believe it or not, we pulled off this post within like an hour of her album announcement. And of course, we have a lot of Swifties on our within our following, and they showed excitement saying like, oh, I love that South Padre Island is also a Swiftie. And of course, we showed slides of many places around our island that had like, you know, the trendy orange color. The second one is World Photography Day, the top three finalists of our photography contest. And the one that you see right in the middle was the winner. So once again, people showed a lot of excitement about that, and they actually submitted their pictures through the link, through the collector that that we put on that post. And then the third one was also the summer I turned pretty slides, the same one as Facebook. So now for TikTok, we had affordable ideas on South Padre Island, of course, showing various places like, you know, Sea Turtle Inc., Birding, that their tickets are low cost, our Island Metro and things like that. So people obviously show a lot of excitement. So that way, even if they're day trippers or they're here for a long time, they have a mix of both or anything that accommodates their budget. We also had a roundup of the end of summer bucket list, highlighting some of the activities that are very exciting to experience, but then not a lot of people have at top of their mind. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, but not least, is You're So Hard to Impress. And we just highlighted how people are easily impressed with our beautiful sunrise and sunsets. And we have those daily. So people were very happy to see that.
Very good.
And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, Denise.
Morning.
Good morning. So for August PR Insights, we had 22 pieces of coverage with an estimated 3 million estimated views. Potential audience was 655 million. Overall engagements were 824. And same thing, similar for social shares at 824. You can scan the QR code to see the entire coverage book of the month of all the articles and stories that were picked up. We appreciate the culture group's support in getting all that information together for us. Key articles, Southern Living, we touched on this a little bit, but after the travel and leisure story about calling us the Caribbean of Texas, Southern Living also picked it up, which is a really great piece for us. And it was really, the way they wrote the piece is saying how we live up to the actual name. So they just reassured that that story was from Travel and Leisure was were accurate and for it. But Lonely Planet had a great article too, how to see the best in Texas and four unique itineraries, and they featured us. That was a really neat piece for Lonely Planet if you're familiar. And then monthly media interviews. We had a total of three interviews last month between myself and Denise. We did locally KRGV and Televisa, and then we also did a story with Florida Today. So some of the topics, hotel occupancy and tax growth for the summer, we get a lot of questions about regarding that, and they're looking for us for the data, so we provide that to our local stations. And Denise did some stories on end of summer activities and upcoming invitation for the fall, so coming to South Padre Island. And then the Florida Today one was SpaceX coverage. That had a lot of questions about what the local economy looks like when we get SpaceX launches. Was a positive story, and it's going to actually be multiple pieces because Florida's developing their SpaceX launching down there, so they just really wanted to see what the economic boost of SpaceX is for us. So it's a great story, both locally and national coverage, both mix of English and Spanish. Any questions regarding that? And then, of course, I always try to get you guys to vote for something when I'm up here. So Southern Living, great honor. They were nominated for the South's Best 2026 Awards for Best Small Town, Best Beach Getaway, and Best Resort, Margarita Beach Resort. Last month, I also presented something that had Margaritaville Beach Resort in it. And just for clarity, we pitch everybody for awards when we can, but these specifically are coming through Margaritaville themselves. So they do a really good PR efforts with their hotel. Obviously, Margaritaville is a worldwide brand, so they get a lot of pickup on those. But good. We see them a lot in the awards categories. We actually have another one that we've sent out for Convention South. South for CVB Convention Center and Margaritaville as well. So scan the QR to vote. This one is a little bit lengthy, so we appreciate the time for everyone who's voted. A lot of the staff, we send it out to everybody, so we appreciate the city staff support, responding, letting me know that they voted every time I send one out. So thank you guys if you haven't, and please vote if you haven't already.
Well, with the code on here, it's already closed.
Oh, is shucks. Okay, maybe I know the
set. Did we win?
Convention South. We won't find out until a while. Hopefully we did. Sorry about that. I didn't realize it closed already.
I voted.
Thank you. Really? It was very long. Thank you.
You've been sending us lots of emails.
Yes.
Lots of stuff to do.
Lots of stuff to do. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we wanted to present the year-over-year data. So for hot tax collections, wanted to just give you a brief overview of where we're sitting from October to July, and really call out May, June, and July, our summer months. For May, we were over 3.3% compared to the previous May. June, we were over 5%, and July at 19.3%. And again, I think we can recognize not just our efforts, but also just July overall. Last summer was a little bit challenging for us, so that's where hot collections.
You made it so much prettier than the one Rodrigo sends us.
I like colors and brand, obviously. And then it's easier to read when you pull
sure
out
is.
Those percentages.
Thank you for doing the math.
Thanks. It's a calculator on the internet. Sales tax collections as well were very high, 5.1% over for May, 2.5% compared to June, and then 16.24% for the month of July as well. So looking forward to seeing what that August number looks like. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Great summer. And then mixed beverage tax collections as well. We saw an increase in May, 7.9%, June, 0.5%, and July, 18.6%. So great numbers overall for summer. And just when we were at, just separately, we were at an association conference, formerly TACVB, it's now Destinations Texas, and speaking with our competitors, we're very friendly with them. A lot of their numbers for mixed beverage are in sales were coming in okay, not as high as ours, so they were just curious to see where our numbers were sitting for those. So it's really good to hear that we're doing well.
Yes, continue to defeat them.
Are we doing any kind of, because this July looks good, obviously, you know, I don't like to just count it on more people because I don't necessarily think that there were more people here. So are we getting, where are we getting people from and how much are they spending and, you know, where are the people coming? I just would love to see some more information about.
Is that going to be on your dashboard?
It's provided in the dashboard. And, yeah, it'll be in, it's not going to be in this report. And Marisa's going to get up and go through the tourism economics report. But this is getting pulled just because of daily data that we're using. So some of that, we will have it on the end of the month at the 26th is when we'll come in for the entirety. So right now we're pulling what we can to present.
We're coming at the end of the month of
September 26th. It's usually around the 26th. So it just depends. It'll happen.
26th. Okay. I thought you were just talking next year.
No. End of the month. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Any questions regarding this data on taxes?
No, I don't think so. Thank you for putting it together like that. It is much easier to digest.
Awesome.
Good job, April.
Hi, Mauricio Cervantes again. We'll be going over the occupancy ADR and RevPAR for South Padre and then the competitor sets. As April mentioned, we are working with the daily, for the hotels, we're working with the daily reports from STR. The monthly report hadn't come out yet by the time we created this report for the board presentation. So here we're looking at the occupancy. The top chart will show you the overall average occupancy for the fiscal year, while the chart itself will show you the monthly comparison. So for the month of August, STR hotel occupancy was 70.7%, beating last year. For the ADR, we were at 147. And again, the top one will show the change in the fiscal year. For the month, we were superseding it, but overall for the year, we're about at the same pace as 2024. And then the same for RevPAR.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the competitor set. Again, since we didn't have the monthly report, this is showing the competitor set for the month of July. We'll have the August one by the end of this month as well. On the bright side, for July, we were beating all the other competitors in terms of occupancy for hotels.
Hmm.
And here is the one for the ADR, coming in second to Galveston. But again, this also changes on the different levels of rooms and their market. And now we go into the VRMs. Similar thing, we were outpacing 2024 for the month, but in terms of the fiscal year, almost matching the same numbers as last year. Here is the ADR, 360 for the month, and then the actually a higher ADR now, we're outpacing 2024.
So, and just to add there with Maddie, so to clarify, so for you're seeing a double-digit increase in ADR, but Tourism Economics explained to us that reporting through key data now, they're including like fees on top of it, where there's a cleaning fee through Airbnb and vacation rentals. So you're going to see that high ADR across the board. So it's they're trying Tourism Economics, along with key data and all our data partners, are trying to figure out better ways to break that apart because those ADR rates are looking 10% increase. So it might not feel accurate what you guys are feeling, but that's why it, that just started reporting in May, I believe is what she said, May, June. So that's new. So you'll see a big double digit because of that.
Well, that's interesting. I knew the key data folks pretty well. And I'm not seeing that at my level, but I'm not sure why they would be doing that at the DMO level. So, okay.
Yeah, we can definitely get more information and speak
with
Holly.
Have more conversation about that.
Just wanted to make that note because that is a big number, a double-digit ADR increase.
Thank you. Thank you for catching that.
The last chart will be RevPAR. Actually, we got two more competitors. I know we're bombarding you with a bunch of charts. But we will have the final report again sent to y'all. It'll be easily digestible, and then same thing, we'll have more accurate reports.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that big increase. And then for RevPAR, again, we are second for the month of July with a slight higher RevPAR to the competitors. And then as an example for the demographics of our visitors, here is the Mexico chart. Again, once you are in the dashboard for Tourism Economics and once we get the full report, we'll have more information on the breakdown of the points of interest, where they're coming from. And for Mexico, here's the full year currently from January 1st to July 31st, showing where they're coming from. No big surprises, a lot of our border towns, and then Monterrey.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
How much of this data is going to Greenhouse?
Oh, they have full access to the dashboard as well. And then they're also on all of our monthly calls, and then they also receive all the monthly reports.
Okay, there's a lot to be said for the use of accurate data in marketing and the return on the investment, and I just... trying to see where we're putting that together now based on the new AO agency record and data differences.
Yep,
so,
of course.
Anyway, that'll be an interesting look. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mal. I'm confident that once we get the dashboard information and presented well, that you'll continue to receive this on a consistent basis and answer your questions. It's just not there yet. So we're working on it.
I was just going to add, Cindy Decker with Tourism Economics is happy to present. We're trying to work out a cadence. We know that previously they'd present every 2 months. She could come in person. So working that between Greenhouse and with Tourism Economics to see what that could look like.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
Her name is Cindy Decker. She's a rep for the analyst over Tourism Economics.
Okay. I don't remember us going to them, but that's fine. Great.
Very good. Do you want me to? Okay, just
you said you had something to say, so
go ahead, sir.
All right. As many as you know, this will be my last CVA board meeting.
as executive director for Visit South Hyder Island. I accepted a new executive leadership role on the East Coast, which makes sense for me both professionally and personally. It's hard to put into words what an honor it's been to serve as executive director here. Working with this team and all of you has been such a rewarding experience, and together we've done some really amazing things. I want to thank the CVA board, the EDC board, Mayor McNulty, City Council, and Randy for their support and guidance over the years. It's made all the difference. And to my incredible staff at Visit South Hyder Island, thank you. Your hard work, creativity, and energy are what made everything possible, and I'm so proud of what we have accomplished together. Under my leadership, we've had record visitation, brought in record hot and sales tax, and hit an all-time high with group sales business. We've earned some amazing international recognitions and national accolades, like Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Choice Awards, multiple Convention South Awards, and so much more. We've also built partnerships with the San Antonio Spurs, the Austin FC, which helped South Padre Island even and put that in a bigger on a map. And I'm really pleased with our agency of record, Greenhouse, which we've placed. They've done some amazing work, as you can tell. We've also been recognized for team excellence in our industry many, many times. We have engaged our community and educated them on the value of tourism and what it means to our local economy, and responded to our ultimate stakeholders, which are our island residents. I want to touch upon the need for an expanded convention center and theater, because our island will win as a result. There will be more convention center events, more visitors, more VRM and hotel rooms booked, and more money injected into our local economy. The community has been talking about this expansion for well over 20 years. The time for action is now. And I know we've made a difference together through our recent achievements and poise SPI for significant growth going forward, both on the visitor side and the economic development side. I'm leaving behind a very strong, capable, and dedicated team that I've been blessed to work with these past 3 years. And I trust that through their collaborative efforts, they will continue to elevate South Padre Island. I'm excited to what's to come next for me, but I always have a special place in my heart for this island and this team. Thank you for letting me be part of the CVA board team, and I wish you all the best of success going forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Yes, thank you. So Cindy, Myra, Joey, and I just wanted to say something on behalf of the entire team. You know, Blake mentioned a lot of really great accolades that we achieved together, but I also want to mention and say that under his leadership, South Padre Island's brand and reputation has really grown tremendously in the CVB and DMO space. You know, Blake is well-respected in Texas and beyond, and sorry, it's been an emotional week for all of us. You know, he's really positioned South Padre Island in the tourism industry in a really great way. We recognize that, and we appreciate your efforts for elevating our team to that level. So we see it. We're respected in the industry, and a testament to Blake's work for our organization. At the same time, Blake has been a great leader to us. He's provided us with encouragement and support. He's challenged us. He's provided us with opportunity as a team and individually. And you can see that growth in every one of the team members here. We recognize that as well, and it's something that you should be very proud of. You're leaving behind a team much better than when you got here. So we just want to say thank you for your leadership and your support throughout the years and what you've done for our island and our team. We wish you great success in your next role, but you know you won't ever have as fun as a team or board than you have now. We're a great team. We're funny. We're fun. Mm-hmm. And we know you'll definitely miss that about us. So, again, thank you for everything you've done for us. We appreciate your leadership and what you've done, not just for our island, our team, but also the Texas DMO space. So thank you. I don't know. Anyone?
Wonderful. Yes,
yeah.
Blake, I just want to say thank you for being there for me and my ops staff. just the little things that you've done for us means a lot. Appreciate it.
Very good. Y'all are going to get me going.
You know I could not talk, Blake. As of yesterday, I think I broke down for the first time. So just wanted to tell you thank you. And please don't worry. You do still have an amazing team, and we got this. I love working here since day one. And I love our new marketing agency. You are all, we're all in good hands still. And I just want to thank you. I know you're going to do great wherever you go. So thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think I've been here the longest, and you brought a lot of energy. Thank you. If anybody knows, Blake would make us run. The minute he came in, it was all hands on deck. And so thank you for the energy. You brought us back. And like April mentioned, you put us back on the map. Thank you for doing that for us, specifically with TACBB, with our peers, to bringing South Padre back in there and giving specific roles and making that growth for us and putting us back on the map. Thank you for your leadership. You have definitely made us grow and brought our standards back up. We wish you the best. Wherever you go, you're going to be missed.
Thank you, Myra. I am confident this team is going to propel and continue the success going forward. We have some really, really great people working for us. As tourism is a number one economic driver on the island, a lot of trust is in their hands, and they continue to amaze me every day. You should be proud of each and one of them, even the unsung heroes that are behind the scenes, mm-hmm. but making these events happen. I like to call them out under Joey's leadership. He's done an incredible job with that team as they test their abilities every day, because we all know that every event is not the same animal. So I've been blessed to work with a fantastic team, blessed to work for some fantastic city leadership. My hat's off to all of them. I will miss this island deeply, but I'm really excited to see what this island does next. I think it's poised for significant growth in economic development, and I'm excited to see what comes next. So let's carry on and do some great work, but thank you for allowing me to be here. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted
please.
To quick, this is not to take away from your being here, but we also have Mr. Marv Easterly here from the airport who will soon be out of the airport, I understand, so we miss him as well.
Yes, indeed. Our relationship with Harlingen Airport has been fabulous, and that's just because of Marv and Nico over there. This has been great to work with. They get the tourism space. They understand the majority of our inbound traffic stems from Harlingen. I fly in and out of there all the time. I've seen just great improvements over there under Marv's leadership. You could tell. You walk the concourse. You could look at people working there, from everything from parking to security. It's been fabulous, and that's all because of Marv over there. So thank you. It's been a pleasure to work with you, sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Henry, it's been a pleasure working with you. We've all been very happy and very, it's tough that you're leaving us, but you really have left us with a fantastic team to work with moving forward. Thank you very much.
That's the greatest compliment I could receive. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, this meeting is adjourned.